Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello everyone, it's me, Allison, along with Johnny. Tonight's affiliates are save up to 20% off at bestwestern.com, along with you could get 20% off a select down buying at Pacific Coast. And to boot, if you want to fulfill any sexual fantasies with your significant other, you could use this coupon to get 10% off of your entire order at AnimeToys.com. Which the code is...
Oh, my.
Melon, M-E-L-O-N, 10, at checkout, which is valid through July 1st to September 1st. And if you need to keep a calendar for all your appointments and other things that you might have in life, you could save up to 50% off on save up to 50% off of the calendars plus 25% off plus free shipping off of anything that's over $25, which you can find all these and all our other sponsors at AMCPressCo.com. And you check out and / affiliates. And our first story deals with a Wall Street Journal, Occupy Wall Street activist is now recently out of prison, which means, honestly, there's so much we could say about this, right, Johnny?
Yep.
It's kind of like we never, as much as we may never, like, we
Uh-oh.
Will never really know what's going on in those.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Red Hood. Yes, you're here.
Hello.
You're back. We're happy you're here.
Yes, I am here.
So, we're discussing the Occupy Wall Street activist who was recently released from Rikers Island. Which you
well,
could cover
yeah.
that.
What has been discussed already. That's what I want to know.
We basically were just sharing our affiliates, like, so, yes.
Well, I mean, the fact is that it ties in with, it ties in with several things. One, people who are released from prison, right? One, if they're activists, they get dropped. The thing is that if they're at a facility, right? And they're expecting one thing, but they leave them by the side of the road.
Right.
And serve a 90-day sentence. Mm-hmm. Then most people, which includes probably, you know, I'll bring a really good example in just a few minutes to this conversation, but most women who are in these facilities don't get the right treatment.
But.
And they just wanted to make an example of her and of the Occupy Wall Street thing that happened in 2000 and I think I'll talk about it last year. 2011, if I'm getting that correct.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It is, yeah, 2011, September 17th, 2011. The thing about this is that you know, there was this whole business, because I was in school when this was going on, there was this whole business about you know, the banks being responsible for the war and the wealthiest 1%.
Right.
And petitioning over that and the fact that we are the 99% and how come the banks get all the money? You know, it was a huge thing then, and just like anything in the world, right? It took place in Zuccotti Park among 2,000 marchers, then 7,000 marchers plus arrested, and then 50,000 marchers on May Day, on May Day march on Wall Street. Now, the thing about her and why it, you know, it all runs down to who earns the most money in this, in this world. There's the Warren Buffetts, there's the Donald Trumps, there's the Perez Hiltons, mm-hmm. and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some not for the best reasons. But,
right.
The thing that it was financed by the New York, by it was financed by donors, right? And
right,
it was a march
right.
of the people, okay?
Yeah.
And I think what happened was they. They wanted to make an example of
right.
this event. So they chose the martyr of the event, which was her, and gave her a 90-day sentence, which there's a Freedom of Information Act, right?
Right.
And secret societies never want this to happen. They never want stuff to get out.
Right. Wait.
And so that took So that is what happened, is that by the time she got out, 90 days was about a year and a half, right?
Right, yeah. No, 90 days
two years.
Would be, yeah.
2 years.
Right.
So, yeah. I think... in terms of, they wanted to make an example, and she was the person they made an example of. She was a scapegoat. So everybody from Mike
right.
Bloomberg on, from the governor, and then when she was released, of course everybody's going to come out of the woodwork. Yeah, I mean... You know, and, I mean, just recently, it hasn't been discussed in about, it's 2014, this happened now 3 years ago.
Right. So
right.
Long time.
Yeah, but it, you know what they say, right?
Everything can repeat itself, too.
Everything does repeat itself.
It doesn't matter in what fashion, but it does.
And the thing about this sort of thing is that Phoebe McMillan, you know, she said, I was driven to Queens and dropped him on the side of the road. Well, that's exactly what happened. It's unforced. It's forcible release.
Right.
Which brings up, you know,
there's
women.
There's a lot.
Women in prison. You know, if
right.
you have dementia, that's how you become homeless.
Right. Or have schizophrenia or any other severe.
Right. That's how they become. Well, I mean. It was a list of concerns and demands, but the thing about it is that she is committed to fighting, you know, as any person is who was just released from prison, the concerns
right.
of people who are in prison.
Right.
Okay, that's what this is. Is that
and since she was in there, she has enough.
If Judge Wybell, Cyrus Vance, or Michael Bloomberg set to make an example out of me to dissuade a dissident that has the exact possible impact, I am absolutely further committed to fighting for the rights and freedoms that I did not even realize had been eroded to the extent that they had.
Makes sense. Crazy. It's like you're going
because
in there.
While you're in prison, while you are in prison,
everyone's rights are stripped away. As much as you may have,
I mean,
right?
Everything is right to be stripped away. Yes.
Right.
Because you're in prison. You are in a jumpsuit. You are owned by the state of New York City. Once
or
you are
whatever.
In that jumpsuit and scrubs and maxi pads and what they explain in
Orange
is New Black, which is on Netflix, okay?
Which is a great series.
Which is a fantastic series about women in prison. And they even explain on Scared Straight, which is another fantastic series.
Yeah.
That these kids and women, right, women know everything, right, why they can be committed, they're served, they get committed, and then they actually, either in the type of thing of type of common, they give up, you know, their freedom. Because of the huge trial. They go through the trial. That's what Orange is the New Black is about. But in this case, in this case, that's not correct. What they did was forcible release, and she came out with demands. And one of the demands that was that they be provided with adequate, safe, and timely health care, including mental health care services, which McMillan noted in particular death of a prisoner named Judith. Okay, so this is exactly what transpired. And the thing about it is that this person had a back problem and had been prescribed methadone pills to quiet the pain for a while. Within a few days, she died. Well, here's what she's not stating. Okay. And she said this comes after her whole explanation, and this comes after the homelessness. A homeless mentally ill ex-Marine died in an overheated cell in February in Rikers. Then the death of another prisoner led to the FBI to arrest a corrections officer at that facility in March. And then Captain Karen Pendergrass repeatedly ignored a 25-year-old mentally ill prisoner's pleas for help after she ate a package of detergent and began vomiting. So it seems like these reporters, if you it seems like that Cecily McMillan, you know, her rights or demands, I should say, were and keep in mind this is a rushed transcript. That she said she told reporters that she had no regrets and was glad not to go. She got to know her fellow prisoners at Rikers Island, and she said, "I will work tirelessly to make sure that these women's voices reach them outside the prison system, and I feel that we have finally made a real and concrete steps towards effecting a true possible statement that we are in the 99%. Okay, any comments? Because I have a rebuttal, but I want to wait till everybody else is finished.
I myself feel like more has to be done. You wouldn't want, it's like, yes, people are there, but you can't, there are things that, as human rights, that they should be doing. Giving proper health care.
Giving proper health care, mentally, yeah.
Especially with someone who, and it blows my mind. It's like, as well, we all know that jail isn't a place that you should like. However,
well, jail is not a place that you should like, but.
However, there's things that need to be done, like proper health care.
Right.
And proper health care.
Even though, under the law, you know, you're tried between a jury of your own peers, okay, which is the same in England, except it's under a magistrate, okay,
sure.
It's a right to a fair trial. that's the common thing between the U.S. and here, or the U.S. and England, okay? And anywhere around the world, right, Oscar Pistorius is trialed. They're trying to prove that he's mentally ill. He's not mentally ill, and that means something to this community, okay? But back to the subject, we're talking about women in prison. Women in prison are same as men in, well, not the same as men in prison, but women in prison get stripped even more. And there's more confusion around the penal system than ever. And they're taken advantage of by corrections officers and other things and laws.
Other people.
Whatever.
It does.
And other activity. We still haven't figured out what exactly, you know, we should do about it.
Right. And women have a lot more to lose than women get. It's a lot worse when it, for women.
Well, of course it's worse for women, but it's a lot, it's even more worse for men.
Right.
You know, it's worse off for both. I mean, because if you have a penal record, guess what? You can't collect SSI, you can't do anything like that. Your SSI is
suspended.
Right.
You can't collect it in jail. While you're incarcerated.
Well, while you're incarcerated, if you got somebody on the outside collecting them for you, that's one thing.
Right.
But if that isn't, right, you also, you know, what happens is that you have to basically reapply. That's what it is.
Right.
Rather than anything else. And what she got was discharge. I hope she gets fair right.
Right.
I hope she gets fair right. And I hope she, you know, what they're saying about women in prison who don't get right. Right. Is that there is a scene, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Orange is the New Black, I'm going to spoil this one little thing for you, okay? Later in the season, there's a protest between a nun who's in prison, right, and a nun, and the nuns who have come to support her. Basically. And so there's a very funny scene between the nuns and the security guard that can't let them in because he's afraid of nuns. But he has nuns right in front of him. But the nun in the hospital is going on hunger strike because of her right, her inalienable right as a human. So that, I mean, it's a funny scenario because of what happens. I can't tell you what happens, but it is,
right.
It had me on the floor. It had me on the floor because I realized what happened. But in all seriousness, that's exactly what happens. A person will claim hunger strike because of unfair laws and stuff like that. Well, then, you know, a couple of episodes back, we said, well, nothing is ever permanent, right?
Right.
It's permanent can be if you're in jail. Or prison.
Right.
But once you're let out, anything goes. You know, you have to sort of get it back on your feet.
Right.
Everything sort of is locked up.
Yeah.
That's what it is, and that's what everything else is, you know. But that is what this case is talking about.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's really it. So what else do we have on the docket tonight? I mean, that's,
we should also discuss the, there's a man in, who's walking around in Hull, I believe.
Yes. I was in Hull, and I was walking naked down Baker Street. Oh, there was a man who was walking down naked in Baker Street.
And
that in itself is hilarious.
Hilarious, but also so, so bad.
It's hilarious because I think, I mean, like, if I were the man, right, and you're the police, Alderton, let's just play out the scenario.
Okay, fine. Let's not.
But
Alright,
fine. Johnny, let's just play out the scenario. I'm naked, you're trying to arrest me, what the hell are you going to do?
I don't know.
Would you stand and laugh or say, listen, sir, stop, put some clothes on, do something else, or just try to get anything on me at the same time? What would you do?
I'd say, put some knickers on, sir. Cap.
Sorry,
yeah, bear in mind, this person was wearing only a necklace.
Oh,
only
my.
A necklace, which means...
Yeah,
we
wear a necklace. What's your point? What is your point?
Maybe the man decided to just forget to wear clothes.
Look, I'm not wearing clothes today. Forget this.
Oh my.
Well, if I went to my dresser's drawer and said, okay, yeah, I'm going to put on my naked outfit, which is to say nothing at all.
Yeah.
Don't you think somebody would have stopped me?
I want to do faster for invisible clothing.
Oh, wait, I'm forgetting. I don't have any roommates, so there's no one to stop me.
Yeah.
There's no one to stop me.
People will... Maybe they thought he was a nudist. That could have came into play. Being a nudist, which means that they don't like to follow...
It is kind of funny because, like, let's say hypothetically speaking, there was a naked Occupy Naked Street. What would you say then?
Well, I would tell little kids not to look.
Well, little kids, it would be rather hard not to look, you know. It would be rather hard not to look, and it would be rather hard to be, it'd be rather hard not to look, but yet the funny thing about, you know, he said, I'm innocently going to go for a stroll and see if anybody notices.
Maybe.
I mean, or we can go down to the streaking. We can go down to the streaking movement. I will streak down Springbank Street, and the concern is that going straight, there's no laws in streaking, right? You might get arrested at a sports event.
Right.
Right? There's no law in streaking, but if I'm going to go streaking down Wall Street, riding the New York Stock Exchange bull, at least there would be something to watch.
And if you're monopoly. And yes.
What?
But
sorry, what?
Then it comes if the person is butt ugly. Like, is...
No. Well, if the person is butt ugly, that just makes it funnier.
It makes them...
I mean, could you imagine a troll going down Wall Street and saying, oh, yes, I've got the money, I've got the fucking money, la, 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 la. No.
Yeah, no, not really.
I mean, could you? I mean, you could, but then there's also the invisible man going down Wall Street.
I wonder if he thought he had clothes on.
No, but I mean, it would be very funny to be the Invisible Man. I don't know who... Ow! Fuck! What are you poking at? That's my nuts! Can you be careful?
What if an animal decided to, say, thought that it was... something that it could enjoy not as much as that.
Well,
going
if it enjoyed it, that would be pretty damn funny too.
It's like,
you know,
a squirrel.
But then he would have to be racing a bovine down the street of Wall Street, and the bull would have to actually notice. So then it would be a whole other story, because no longer would be about the naked man with the bull and the bovine, but it would be just the bull and bovine. If you know what I mean.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, streaking has been long in existence since, it's been long in existence since the 18th, since, let's see, July 5th, 1799, at 7
Sorry.
O'clock. At 7 o'clock, right, there was a man arrested in Mansion House and Luncheon in London and sent to the poultry competitor. They confirmed that he had accepted a 10 guinea wager, right, to run naked in Cornhill and Cheapside, right? So, since then, this began in England. So it's only right for an Englishman to walk down Spring Road naked. It began there. So, c'est la vie. I mean, it could be very funny. I mean, in sports, right? It happens all the time in Melbourne Park. It happened in the Broncos game. It happened in the White Tigers game. It's happened in Sydney. It's happened all over the place. Right? In popular culture, right? There's a man. There's a person who wrote and performed The Streak, a novelty song about a man who is always making the news wearing just his tennis shoes. And the song, this
being clear as being bare butt and all. Bare
what?
I mean, bare bum and showing it all to the
exactly,
world.
Exactly, but ladies and gentlemen, especially ladies, please be careful. We don't want any sunburns. And if we're actually going to wank or whatever off, right?
Yeah.
We men especially, yes, we get very, very, very aroused by hair, right? We just want, you know, it's one thing if you're ugly, an ugly body, right? Okay. It's another thing if you're predisposed to nakedness. And it's another thing if you're a streaker.
Yes, streakers tend to like showing off their bums unless you have something that you feel you're not comfortable with. Which, at that point, you're pretty much there's pretty much food and touch.
Couldn't resist.
You're pretty much on. There's no way out of that. As much as you may like it, it's being down to the happening.
Well, I mean, it is kind of funny. I mean, in the same thing, but you know, the same thing can be said for our next topic, which takes us to Facebook mobile video. Now, does anybody want to take this?
I guess Mark Zuckerberg isn't happy with how much money he's making, because clearly he's becoming a money whore.
What can you say? He likes money.
Well, but then again, Trump, you know, did you hear about this building in Chicago? Where Ari Emanuel is basically getting into fights over a building that he built, and of course, Trump puts his name on everything, right? But this time he's gone too far. Did you hear about this? This is legitimately hilarious, along with Mark Zuckerberg, okay? Mark Zuckerberg puts his Facebook name on everything. Right. Steals everything.
Like, yeah.
Spies everything. Right?
Spend some crazy shit.
Well, next there's going to be Facebook gravy. And that's then he's going fucking too far. He's had Alzheimer's and maybe he has to have his mind checked. But Trump has gone too far in the fact that he's chosen, you know, they're trying to find a way now to decrease the font of the size of the Trump. Because when it lights up, all you see is T-R-U-M. No P. And even the leading Architectural Digest person who writes for the Chicago Times said, oh, yeah, it really does. It's a wart on society. And, you know, Trump in all his fury has basically said, well, I don't give a shit what a third-rate psychologist or architect review says about my building. Fuck him.
It's almost
and
like
he thought, he said, I thought he was fired, but he was taking a sabbatical at Harvard. And he also won a Nobel Peace Prize. Or a Pulitzer Prize, rather.
obviously doing something right.
Well, of course.
So, once you do that, it does not tend to go all that well when you're trying to grow. And it would be like if someone's just going too far. It's like you're wanting to go too far.
Well, everybody wants to go too far. Of course everybody wants to go too far. Like,
it would be to the point
every millionaire goes too far and has, like, he's gotten into fights with Rosie O'Donnell. He's gotten into fights with people on The View and whatever. And now he's getting into fights with architects.
Right.
Such as Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, I think, is starting to become... It's more of a, let's try to make things big. And then see where it goes.
Well, let's try to make things big. And let's try to make things viral. Now,
right.
I don't know. I don't know if he has gone absolutely insane, or this is just hysterically funny. In the fact that the total reach for these major networks, right, are people between the ages of 18 to 24, including me, which I am in my late 20s, but nobody can actually tell that because I'm a teenager, that each of the four networks, they're on Facebook at a certain hour of the night. Now, I think what, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is trying to do is erase the counting of YouTube.
But YouTube has been around longer than him. So, YouTube has place. Maybe Mr. Zuckerberg, you need to really think how effective this is going to be. How much of a backlash it will be.
Oh, backlash. Backlash is certainly in the cards. You know.
And then we get about how much Mr. Zuckerberg will also end up. Yes, he has Vernon.
And yet, the funniest thing is that the funniest thing is how in the world you know, Mark Zuckerberg, if we look at this, right?
Right.
If we look at this, how crazy he's become. He's similar to Putin, except remove every gay backlash. As a matter of fact, our next subject, gay backlash. In St. Petersburg Times, as of today, actually as of tomorrow, it's already tomorrow over there, so they're just reading this now, we're reading this 3 hours or 12 hours behind them, is that thousands of Russian fans were left devastated when that by that team earlier had the earliest exit in the World Cup tournament. One Orthodox priest had openly rejoiced at their failure, Gajafordin, denouncing the contestants as homosexual abomination.
It's almost like you want to get a slap on your lap. It's like you want to go too far. That person or that priest went too far. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to find a way and really make these Russians, those who are here to support Russia, not be able to.
It's awful anyway, so why must everything have to be a homosexual thing? Really, people?
I mean,
it's not the
1950s, and there are thousands of priests. I mean, there's a joke that I told years ago, and I'll tell it now. Okay, three priests walk into a bar. One's Italian, one is Greek, and one is an Orthodox Jew. Right. Okay. The Italian says, oh, well, you're not going to be happy with me. Why says the other priest is Irish? Why says the Irish priest? He goes, I just sunk the Nina. The other one says, well, I did something else. He goes, what did you do? I swallowed the leprechaun he's inside me. The third one says, well, I made fun of the World Cup. They all turn to him and say, what the fuck are you doing? The third one said, I don't know. I made fun of the rainbow. And even the leprechaun inside the second man's body is going, what the fuck are you on? I don't have your skittles. Get it?
Yeah.
I don't have your skittles. They say, taste the rainbow, but come on. You know, it is funny to think about the term of a priest trying to get off on the, trying to get off on the notion that this is wrong. When major sporting brands like Adidas, Nike, and Puma are unveiling their brightly colored designs at the tournament in an effort to capture something of a Brazilian carnival flair. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
I mean, I've seen those shoes in the store, like, dang, do they come with batteries or something? Holy cow.
No, they come with gag orders.
I look at this and saying, a priest is making a judgment, is passing judgment on the Russian soccer team when there has been priests who've been having their fun with little boys.
Well, of course, that's pedophilia.
Yeah, I'm well aware. We all know that this is not, and it's like, as much as this person may not be we don't know this person, however, it would be almost like saying, saying to a priest that he should go and get laid and then come back and say, oh, I like it some more. With someone all day, bear in mind, you.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Wait, what? Yeah, what?
Where the priest can have sexual relations with someone who's of age versus someone who's not. So, I would think that the priest could, there's times where I'm up for people that are in the priest, like, to be married and get their jollies off, not looking at porn, not doing shit out
well,
with
I
the
don't
little
think- I don't think that they can actually help it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, very true, very true.
I don't think that any priest could help this. You know, because in the Catholic tradition, right, or Catholic priest tradition, right, I think pedophilia is tolerated. You know what I mean?
It should
I mean,
be.
You can correct me if I'm wrong.
It honestly shouldn't be. There's
it shouldn't
nothing.
Be.
It should be almost like people who were back in the Renaissance time, priests were allowed to get married. So it's a difference. So then we also have one story that we need to cover before we go. That is New York just approved medical marijuana, which means what is going to happen now? If you really think about it, as much as it's like it will, as much as people will get or will be allowed to, I would assume that it's not going to be given out. I'm sure that people, there's always room for people to try to take advantage of system, which is very unfortunate. So, what do you guys think?
It's very unfortunate that, well, I mean, I don't know, marijuana or pills, it's the same thing of getting involved, you know. It's the same thing to get involved in terms of everything else, you know. I know I'm speaking in generalities here, but the hilarity is that you can get almost anything nowadays. You know, you can get almost anything. You can get almost anything nowadays in terms of anything, just anything that has to do with drugs, you know.
And that's it's like I would think that people would be monitoring it, but when there's the drug world, you can't really monitor it, and tends to make things a little bit harder.
Well, it makes things a lot harder. It makes things a lot harder for, I mean, anything. It makes things a lot harder for anything having to do with controlling substances. You know, most of the drugs we take are controlled substances.
Yeah.
It's, you know, that's just it. And so it's extremely hard for people to actually get, it's extremely hard for people to actually control substances without a prescription. And when you have a prescription, that's even harder.
Right, and then there's always people willing to try to take advantage of the system.
Oh, sure.
Which means things could get, yes, it will bring money to New York.
But if New York legalized,
then Washington...
Well, if Washington legalizes it, well, guess what? That just means Congress will be smoking it and we'll actually have a better United States of America.
See, talk about Washington. Oh, by the way, the Washington State recreational marijuana use will go into effect at midnight.
Which means,
what will go into effect at midnight?
Yeah, Washington State will be legalizing marijuana at the stroke of midnight tonight.
So, yeah.
So they're the second state to do so after Colorado.
So in exactly an hour from now.
Yeah. Well, if it's Pacific time, it'll be about 4 hours from now.
Great.
Well, if you're in New York City,
3
a.m.
our time. About 3 a.m. our time.
Yeah.
Well, 3 a.m. our time, but it's the same thing our... Whoa. Okay. It's the same thing our time, and we'll have more stuff on Wednesday about it, when actually we receive the rebuttals that come from it. I guess that's what we will do.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And it's almost getting time to go. It's 2 minutes to go. How about we end it now and say, see you back on Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can find all of our affiliates at ANCPlusCo.com and itsmyurals.com for all the links, and everything that deals with the cast, the book, and a whole lot of fun. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll see you back here Wednesday.
Exactly. Don't go away. Good night.
Everybody.
Good night.